Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children, of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord. You armies of angels who serve him and do his will, praise the Lord. Everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom, let all that I am praise the Lord. Consider this. A.W. Tozier wrote, "What comes into our minds when we think of God is the most important thing about us." God is God. No Christian would debate this fact. Who we believe God to be often reveals more about us than about God. Many things influence us as we build our systems of belief around God, from our early childhood experiences, our relationships within church communities, or lack thereof, our circumstances or the circumstances of those we love. The list goes on and on. Verse 7 of Psalm 103 echoes an important early introduction God made of himself to Moses. In Exodus 34, the Lord comes down to Moses in a cloud, and verse 5 actually says he stood there with him. Then in verse 6, he promptly announces himself using these words, "Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness." He goes on, but I want to pause here. Of all the words in the entire history of the universe God could have chosen to introduce himself, he chose compassion and mercy. Compassion and mercy. Okay, I might have thought of mighty, powerful, exalted, glorious. The words God chose were compassion and mercy. Almost as if to say, whenever you think of me, what I've done, what I'm doing, whether or not you can trust my plan, my timing, my ruling, my will, my judgment, my design, my purposes, what I give, what I take, what I leave, what I create, what you face, what you lack, what you miss, what you wrestle with. Remember it all, first and foremost, within the context of this truth, that I am a God of compassion and mercy. This isn't just sweet talk. We see evidence of the Lord's compassion and mercy all throughout Scripture, all throughout history, all throughout our faith lives. Take, for just one example, the flagship scripture of the gospel, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Not for God was so frustrated with the world, not for God was so disappointed in the world, not for God was so angry with the world. For God so loved the world. And I like to personalize this verse, placing my name directly in the text. I invite you to do the same out loud right now. For God so loved, insert your name, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If we can bring ourselves to accept this truth, it turns our world on its head. But accepting this is often difficult for us. It comes more naturally to us to believe in a God that might be punitive, rigid, harsh, and unyielding, because that is more often how we treat one another. It is more often how we treat ourselves. Compassion, for us, is not something that naturally springs forth. Instead, it is something that is cultivated in us over time as we learn to expand our perspectives, surrender our scarcity fears, and soften our hearts to those who need our love, which, by the way, is everyone. It is the Spirit of Christ living in us, of course, that first initiates any and all of these movements toward compassion. As he lives within us, our capacity grows greater and greater to understand, as Paul prayed, just how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. The prayer. Lord, we thank you for your compassion and mercy, that your anger is slow to erupt and your love is unfailing. We rest in knowing that because this is your nature, your love for us springs forth effortlessly. Even when our circumstances look difficult and dark, you always see through to our highest purpose, the one you designed for us. And though we may be shaped by our experiences, our ultimate formation is guided by your hand, and it is your love that ever propels us toward your light. Amen. The questions. At what rate does your anger typically accelerate? Is it difficult or easy to imagine that God is first and foremost compassionate toward us? How quick are you to be compassionate? In what ways can we become more slow to anger, more quick to show compassion? For The Awakening, I'm Bonnie McClure.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.